Listen to this news. Paris Forum boosts European investment in African energy sector. The African Energy Chambers, AEC, Invest in African Energy Forum got underway at the Westin Paris Vendôme with significant anticipation. This pioneering forum aims to escalate European investments in African energy projects and create new bilateral ties to reinforce the prosperous partnership between Africa and Europe. Prominent industry experts, including Hun. Tom Alwindo, Minister of Mines and Energy of Namibia, H.E. Bruno Jean Richard Itua, Minister of Hydrocarbons of Congo, and N.J. Ayak, Executive Chairman of the AEC, were present at the opening ceremony. They addressed the need for a balanced energy transition and the importance of deals in propelling investments. Ayak expressed the significance of the forum's location in Paris, the city where climate agreements were signed, saying, "It is really important that we move to drive deals, approve projects, create opportunities and drive investment." He called for decisive action on fiscal matters and deal-making. In discussing Congo's progress towards gas monetization, HE Minister Itua highlighted plans for the first exportation of liquefied natural gas by Q4 2023. He also revealed an upcoming gas code to provide incentives to oil companies, with the support of the World Bank. HE Minister Ntubwanga of the Democratic Republic of Congo discussed the significant potential for hydrocarbon development in his country and legal incentives to attract investment. The DRC has a potential for 22 billion barrels of oil. European players are essential in financing and developing African hydrocarbons as Africa seeks to leverage its oil and gas resources fully. This sentiment was echoed by Hun. Alwindo, who assured potential investors, "It is a business and we need to understand your position, what will make it easier to invest and what we need to do to get you to sign deals." The forum comes at a crucial juncture, as Africa's energy landscape is transforming swiftly. Nysveen, senior partner and chief analyst, Rystad Energy, spoke on this transition, emphasizing it is about energy addition, not about either-or scenarios. Benignly aware of the logistics industry's growing significance in Africa's expanding energy sector, Eric Mellett, CEO Rail and Logistics Solutions, Africa Global Logistics, pledged to create a virtual logistics ecosystem. CEO of Perenco, Benoit de la Fochadire, expressed his company's readiness to make significant contributions, stating that they had already made a significant discovery and had begun producing 6 months after signing a deal in Congo. The Invest in African Energy Forum promises to build bridges connecting European and African players in the energy sector, fostering shared growth and a just energy transition. Inspiring. The Unstoppable Innovator, How Reed Hastings Revolutionized the Entertainment Industry.